Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. This evening's show is Swing, Swing, and Nothing But Swing to promote the most incredible and unique dance event in the world, next weekend's Catalina Swing Dance Festival, November 9th to 11th, right here in Avalon's historic casino ballroom. And we're going to get started right away with Bob Crosby and his Bobcats.
I love you.
Well, I'd say that's a pretty good start to this all-swing edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, wouldn't you agree? That was Erskine Hawkins and his Bama State Collegians who were swinging in Harlem on September 8, 1936. The Bama State Collegians was the jazz orchestra made up of students at Alabama State Teachers College, now Alabama State University, and was founded in the 1930s. In 1934, Erskine Hawkins was attending the school and became the band's leader. In 1934, the whole outfit went to New York, and in 1936 began making records for Vocalion. In 1938, the group switched to Victor as Erskine Hawkins, the 20th Century Gabriel, and his orchestra. Erskine Hawkins may have been swinging in Harlem, but there's lots of swinging going on right here in Avalon, November 9th to 11th, at the Catalina Swing Dance Festival. And you can find out all about it at CatalinaSwingDanceFestival.com. Before Erskine Hawkins, it was Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra with Moten Swing, recorded for Victor in Camden, New Jersey on December 13, 1932, a session that produced 10 issued sides. Benny Moten was preceded by Joe Robichaud and his New Orleans Rhythm Boys in their last recording session on August 26, 1933. That was Swingy Little Thingy, and the band was credited on that perfect 78 as Chick Bullock and his Levee Loungers. And that was Chick Bullock doing the vocal. Swingy Little Thingy was written by Bud Green and Sam H. Stepped. We started this all-swing edition of Rapidly Rotating Records with Bob Crosby and his Bobcats, September 25th, 1939, with Washington and Lee Swing. Washington and Lee Swing was written in 1910 by Thornton W. Allen, Mark W. Schieff, and C.A. Robbins, who was known as Todd. All three were students at Washington and Lee University, although at different times. Schieff, who was a law student and member of the class of 1906, was also director of the Mandolin and Guitar Club and wrote the tune of the chorus, which was originally known as Just the Swing. Robbins, class of 1910, wrote the words to the chorus. Thornton Allen, who attended the university for just 1 year, wrote the words and music for the verses and also copyrighted the complete Washington and Lee Swing.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
If you're listening to the show on Sunday, there's still time to get your tickets to next weekend's Catalina Swing Dance Festival, taking place in the Casino Ballroom, November 9th to 11th. There'll be a performance by Dean Mora and his band Mora's Modern Rhythmists, and to give you an idea of just how versatile a musician Dean Mora is, I had the pleasure of hearing him last weekend at the Nethercutt Collection out in Sylmar, playing the 1917 four-manual 74-rank Wurlitzer Theater Organ, accompanying silent films, hand-cranked by Joe Renato on a vintage 1909 Powers Camerograph. After this show is over, I would encourage you to go to YouTube and do a search on Joe Renato, R-I-N-A-U-D-O, where you can see him playing his Phototopia. But for right now, we're going to get back into the swing of things with Sharky Bonanno.
Lord swinger, snap your fingers. A waltz rumba, just another number. Swinging, swing out, swinging, Lord swinger. Though you don't know what it's all about, if you young, old, get that rhythm in your soul. Swinging, swinger, Lord, this good rhythm. Let's swing it with 'em. Singing that song you're about to hear. Music goes round, it comes out here. Swinging, swinger. just snap your fingers. When the band starts playing, everybody sings, swinging, Lord, swing out.
Thank you.
The original Yellow Jackets, a territory band from Hot Springs, Arkansas, founded by Chester Lane and Cross Street Swing, recorded in Hot Springs by Vocalion on March 5, 1937. There actually is a Cross Street in Hot Springs, and most of the band members lived on it. Cross Street Swing was composed by trumpeter Forrest Powell, who was later a member of Floyd Turnham's orchestra in California and also wrote His Majesty's Boogie. Cross Street Swing was preceded by Charleston Swing. That was the Carolina Cotton Pickers from a Vocalion test pressing made in Augusta, Georgia on June 25, 1936. The band started as Charleston's Jenkins Orphan Home School's Band No. 5, but became good enough to tour and change their name to Carolina Cotton Pickers in 1931. They recorded 14 sides in Birmingham and 12 in Augusta, but only 6 from that session were issued. Before Charleston Swing, it was Perrone's New Orleans Orchestra and Louisiana Swing from February 18, 1924. Armand Jean Perrone was born August 16, 1888, and was one of three brothers, all of whom were members of their father's orchestra. By 1904, Perrone was playing professionally in the Joseph Blum Philharmonic Orchestra, and in 1908 started leading his own band. We began the set with Sharky Bonanno and his Sharks of Rhythm, with Sharky himself providing the vocal on Swingin' on the Swanee Shore. Swingin' on the Swanee Shore was written by James Cavanaugh, Lee David, and John Redmond, and was recorded January 29, 1937. This is a special all-swing edition of Rapidly Rotating Records to promote the Catalina Swing Dance Festival, taking place in the Casino Ballroom November 9th to 11th. The Catalina Swing Dance Festival will take you back in time to the celebration of the swing era, as swing dancers of all ages will be gliding and flying across the floor of the historic Casino Ballroom, while big band sounds fill the room which was once home to bands including Benny Goodman, Tommy Dorsey, and Dick Juergens. Avita Arce, Nathan Bew, Michael Jagger, Richard Powers, and Giselle Anguizola will be teaching folks to swing just like them. And there will be performances by Dean Mora's Modern Rhythmists and the Careless Lovers. If you're listening to this show on Sunday, there's still time to get your tickets at www.CatalinaSwingDanceFestival.com. If you're listening to the Saturday rebroadcast of Rapidly Rotating Records, the Swing Dance Festival is in full swing right now. In either case, check it out at CatalinaSwingDanceFestival.com.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Continuing our own swing festival, here's Skeets Tolbert and his Gentlemen of Swing. Thank you.
resembles spring fever, not in the slightest way. Spring fever's robin' in grass time. Swing fever's living in fast time. Swing fever's burning me night and day. Oh, doctor, can't you see what a state my head is in? Oh, doctor, swing with me. Music is my medicine. Swing fever's physical passion. Swing fever's blessing the fashion. Swing fever's swinging the blues away.
From May 9th, 1936, that was Mal Hallett and his orchestra with Buddy Welcome, who had a case of spring fever. Before spring fever, with Harry James on trumpet and Gene Krupa on drums, it was the king of swing, Benny Goodman, and his orchestra, with Sing, Sing, Sing with a Swing from April 9th, 1938. Sing, Sing, Sing was written by Louis Prima and was preceded by Fats Waller and his rhythm, this time with no vocal by Fats. That was Yacht Club Swing, written by Fats, Herman Autry, trumpeter in the band, and James C. Johnson. That recording was from October 13, 1938. We began this segment of our all-swing show with Skeets Talbert and his Gentlemen of Swing with Swing Out from a Decca 78 waxed July 5, 1939. Campbell A. Talbert was born in Charlotte, North Carolina around 1910, and his nickname of Skeets was given by friends as a youngster and was apparently a contraction of mosquito. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Swing music, of course, wasn't limited to the U.S., so to start off this segment of this all-swing show promoting the Catalina Swing Dance Festival, here's Bert Furman and his orchestra. Thank you.
Not fast, not slow. A little swing can do more than anything else for you. Swing out, swing in. It's not a sin. So let's begin. You'll never get the gate if your swinging is up to date. When your one and only complains that she's lonely and blue. A rhythmical campaign can do more than champagne to see her through. Swing high, swing low, swing to and fro. Not fast, not slow. And if you think you can swing high, swing low.
Thank you.
We started that last segment of the show with Bert Furman and his orchestra, credited on the label of that HMV 78 as Bert Furman's Quintuplets of Swing and Swing High, Swing Low from May 10, 1937. The vocalist was Sam Costa. Swing High, Swing Low was written by Burton Lane and Ralph Freed and is sung by an unidentified chorus during the opening credits of the Carol Lombard, Fred McMurray film of the same name. Next, it was Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers with Georgia Swing, one of six issued sides from a session on June 11, 1928. Georgia Swing was written by Morton and Santo Pecora, who also brought us She's Crying for Me and Everybody Loves Somebody Blues. That was followed by Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra with Rug Cutter's Swing, recorded September 25, 1934. Fletcher Henderson wrote Rug Cutter's Swing as H. Henderson, his middle name being Hamilton. He was also known as Smack Henderson. We finished up with pianist Earl Hines and his orchestra on July 12, 1939, and Gator Swing. Gator Swing was written by Johnny Marks and Walter Hirsch. I hope you've enjoyed this special all-swing edition of Rapidly Rotating Records and that you'll check out the Catalina Swing Dance Festival, which is taking place right here in the Casino Ballroom, November 9th, 10th, and 11th. You can visit the festival's website at CatalinaSwingDanceFestival.com. That's simple enough, CatalinaSwingDanceFestival.com. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. Our website is RapidlyRotatingRecords.com, which is also simple enough. We're also on Facebook, and would really appreciate it if you'd like us on Facebook. And if you've listened to the show this far, you must like us. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.